From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House said Monday, don't expect President Donald Trump to issue any red line warnings to North Korea. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I think what we talked about, you know, the use of red lines in the past with respect to Syria, the president's made line, you know, that drawing red lines hasn't really worked in the past. He holds his cards close to the vest, and I think you're not going to see him telegraphing how he's going to respond to any military or other situation going forward. That's just something that he believes has not served us well in the past. We did this with Mosul. We start to talk about what the action will be months in advance, and it really gives the intended recipient of action a heads up as to what's going on.
Spicer's comments came after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday issued a strong warning to North Korea that President Trump will use military force if needed to deal with Kim Jong-un's government's escalating nuclear threat.
For more than two decades, the United States and our allies have worked to peacefully dismantle North Korea's nuclear program and alleviate the suffering of their people. But at every step of the way, North Korea answered our overtures with willful deception, broken promises, and nuclear and missile tests. The era of strategic patience is over.
The vice president is visiting South Korea at the start of a four-nation Asia tour to reinforce the U.S. commitment to allies in this increasingly volatile region and build international support for increasing pressure on the North to end its nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. Many in South Korea have grown concerned that the U.S. might take unilateral military action against the North that could plunge the region into war. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. International